Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 7:54 Wednesday morning at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. We said it. I'll say it again because today is the last day. 8:15, three-day festival passes for our US 99 Country Lake Shake. Today is the last day for you to actually win them.
So over the weekend, I was hanging out with a girl, and we had a really, really fun time. And all of a sudden, she goes, can I tell you something? I'm like, oh, this is never good. Like, can I tell you something, right? So she goes, listen, she goes, I think you're really cute. You're really funny. I have a lot of fun with you. Normally, you dress awesome, but I got to tell you, I hate those ugly cargo shorts you're wearing. And I was like, oh, okay.
Was she like flirting? You're like, no. Oh, do you want me to take them off?
No, it was not that. Trust me. It was just like, I hate those. Please don't ever wear them again. And I was
so
like,
so how did it make you feel?
I mean, you know, I don't really care about fashion too much. So I don't really care. For me, I wear them a lot. I have a couple different pairs of cargo shorts. I don't know. Me and my buddies wear them. I see nothing wrong with them. But she was adamant. She was like, I hate those things. Like, please never wear them again.
I feel like every single guy listening or out there in the world has one pair of cargo pants. I feel like those camouflage ones, I feel like everybody has those.
I'm wearing them right now. And
I have one pair of those. I don't wear them a lot. That's the only pair of cargo shorts that I do have. But yeah, you wear them a lot. I mean, It's like your thing. That's what you wear. You feel comfortable in them. Why not?
I have dressier ones that are blue. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of shorts to wear. So,
do you fill up all the pockets in your cargo shorts?
I got a lot of stuff, man. 312-946-4995. We're asking what you hate about your significant other, what they wear that drives you crazy. Francis from Oak Park, what is it for you?
Wearing cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts, so they are not cool.
No, not at all. I hate them.
What is the deal? There's plenty of pockets. You can store so many items.
I don't know. I think it's all of it. The bagginess, they go past the knee sometimes. They're ridiculous.
You'd rather have your man wear a pocketless short
pocketless, just like not as many pockets. It's unnecessary.
And not as long. You want him to show off a little leg.
A little leg is all right.
Maggie from Wheaton, good morning. What do you hate that guys wear?
Cargo shorts.
Oh, you're not a fan either.
No, they're awful.
Why do you hate the old cargo shorts?
Because I feel like nobody has that much to carry. If we're going out one.
But wait. Hold on one second. Now, you women, and I'm not going to say all ladies out there, but women carry these gigantic purses. Do women have that much stuff that they need to carry?
Purses are way different for women, yes. I think so.
We're just spreading all of our stuff out through all different pockets. Like, you guys have it all in, like, one bag.
That is true. I never really thought of that. Huh.
Yes, we finally won!
We're winning women over one woman at a time. I love
it.
We want to hear from you. Call Styles and Roman and throw in your two cents. 312-946-4995. US 99.
Don't you hate it when you go to a bar and you hear the bartender scream, last call? Well, unfortunately, US 99 and Styles and Roman, we're going to be last calling it up all day today. I'm the 15, so 8:15 is going to be your next chance to pick up these tickets. 3-day passes for our Lake Shake. We're also going to qualify you to go backstage to hang out with your favorite Lake Shake artist.
Hey, good morning. It's Styles and Roman. I am Roman. I'm the single one here on the show. So over the weekend, I was hanging out with a girl, and we had a really
What was her name? How's it going? Are you guys dating? Are you making a Facebook official?
I am single. I just said that. But I do hang out. So she was like, listen, can I be honest with you for a second? I was like, oh, man, this is bad, right?
Uh-oh.
So she goes to me. She goes, listen, I think you're really cute. You're really funny. I have a lot of fun with you. Normally you dress pretty cool, but can you please never wear those ugly cargo shorts ever again?
Was it a blow to the ego a little bit, or were you just like, whatever?
I mean, she was like, listen, I hate your nose. I'd be like, oh, well, I probably would feel a little bit more like insulted, but yeah, she was like not having the cargo shorts, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize you felt that strongly.
Is it make or break? Is she still going to hang out again, or what?
I'm wearing them right now. I'm wearing them right now.
She's not around the studio anywhere.
312-946-4995. Allison from Schaumburg, why don't you come to my defense a little bit here?
All right. So first and foremost, cargo shorts are not appropriate every scenario. However, they do have their merits.
I made fun of my guy relentlessly for wearing them until we went to Disneyland and he had plenty of pockets to carry.
Yes, exactly.
Souvenirs, food. It was fantastic. It was awesome.
So according to Allison, fellas out there, you can only wear cargo shorts if you're at Disney World.
Or Disneyland.
I'm going on a Disney cruise. Does that count?
Sure.
You can see Dylan Scott sing that song this weekend at our US 99 Country Lake Shake, minutes away. How about 8:15? We're going to be giving you tickets, not for Friday, not for Saturday, for all 3 days of our Lake Shake.
And a chance to go backstage to meet one of your favorite artists. But good morning, it's Styles and Roman. I'm Roman. I'm the single one here, and I was hanging out with somebody over the weekend, and she was very complimentary to a lot of things I have going on in my life, except she goes, can I tell you something? Please don't ever wear those ugly cargo shorts ever again.
See, you're taking it as a bad way. I'm taking it as a way that she wanted you to take your pants off.
I mean, yeah, I don't think
like
we were like at a restaurant. I don't think it's what she was going for, but maybe Jackie from Oak Park. What do you hate that guys wear?
I don't like when they wear jeans.
So you want them to go pantless everywhere?
There are so many other options.
No, I mean, I feel like 85% of guys wear jeans all the time.
Now you see my problem.
So what do you prefer guys to wear?
Like khakis, those like dark blue pants that aren't jeans. Sweatpants look nice.
So what do you have against blue jeans?
They just, I couldn't even tell you. It's just like I see it and I'm like, that's not right.
Kathy from Aurora, good morning. Tell us your story.
So we went to Lake Geneva last year and we were just walking around and I ended up finding this shirt because he likes cars a lot. And it's an old vintage shirt that just has a bunch of old cars, and it was on sale for $8, I think, so obviously nobody else wanted it, and he ended up buying it. And now he's like, oh, I should wear this to the family party. Oh, we should wear this out. And I'm just like, please don't.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. You ever notice this? Like us guys, we try to make the ladies in our lives the happiest, right? All the time we want to see them smiling, and we're talking about it this morning. What are some things that your significant other wears that you don't like? Did you notice that not one guy has called up and said anything about what his significant other, what his lady in his life wears?
Here's why.
That he doesn't like?
We're just happy to have girls in our lives. Like,
yeah.
We don't care what they wear.
Us like, dudes are like, hey, we're good.
Does this shirt make me look fat? No, it looks great.
What
it
is that, a potato sack, baby? No, no, you look sexy, girl.
Okay, you should never say that ever, probably.
But I'm saying if she had it on, I was just trying to, the reference.
Right,
you know,
right,
the reference.
Gotcha. Bridget from the north side, what is it that your man wears that you hate?
Well, my man doesn't wear this, but my dad does. Socks and sandals.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no, right?
Ew, it's disgusting.
Isn't it making a comeback, though?
Really?
I feel like, yeah. Like, I pick up my 15-year-old from high school all the time when he's got practice. And a lot of the student athletes over there, they're doing it now. The socks
time,
with the sandals.
The only time I ever did that was, yeah, after, like, baseball games back in high school or whatever. Like, after you take your spikes off.
That's different. When you're lazy.
Yeah, that's fine. But, like, not to, like, wear around the house or the pool or anything.
No.
All right, I want everybody going to Lake Shake this weekend. Let's all wear socks and sandals.
No, you'll be denied entry. Tanisha from Joliet, what do you hate that guys wear?
Flip-flops. I hate feet.
Oh, you would hate Drew Walker because he is Mr. Flip-flop.
Even during the winter when it's like 13 degrees outside, Drew just lets those toes breathe.
That is ridiculous. I need fuzzy socks on during the whole winter.
Okay, but let's be for real. Why do you hate guys that wear flip-flops?
Because it's just feet are gross. I don't even like my own feet. Feet are just ugly.
So what if someone's feet are manicured and they look nice?
Yes. Still, I don't like your toes. They also stink. They're just weird. I have nothing but brothers, so, you know.
So, yeah, you got stinky feet in your face your whole life.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to the studio right now and massage our feet?
No, but I'll massage your backs.
Ooh, I'll take it. I will take it.
Mornings with Styles and Roman on Chicago's hottest country, US 99.
You want your family?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.